We thank you this evening, Father. You came in the morning, in the Sunday school was a blessing, Father. You bless our heart in the main service, O God of God. We are grateful to you, Father. You're so loving, so caring. Once again tonight, bless our heart, Father. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Come in power. Come in glory. But the people, Father, he this is can divide the oppressed, O God. Make your power in Jesus' name. May you come down, O God. Help me and poor, O God of creation. Lord, before someone has done, Father, may I be anointed, O God of creation. Make a way for us, Father. Apostle that I travel to a place to preach blessing, Father. May be anointed, O God. May come with a testimony, Father. My co-brethren ministers say, may you bless them. Bless their ministry, Father. You raise the hand of our ministry, O God of creation. May I to their knees, Lord. Bless their family, Father. Oh, at the end of the day, we have a cause to give glory to your name, Father. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read the Bible quickly so that I can be able to sit down. Just 5 verses. We are in the book of Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 30. I believe God will help me because I have a very short time. That I can be able to divide my time correctly and then can be able to go away on time. Praise the Lord. If the Lord be willing, I want to pray for people that are needy, probably sick or whatever, but that are crucial needs so that we don't waste our time because of the shortness of the time. Crucial need that need urgent attention. When that comes, I will call to the platform and pray for you. God will help us. I want to be a little brief, probably 30 minutes, so that I can have time to pray for those that are needed. Praise the Lord. Because our master gave us an authority of the world to pray for the sick, to deliver the oppressed, to call out devils. He said, if you have drank anything poisonous, it don't hurt us. It's a promise. It's an authority. Yes, we are there. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 30. Being led by the Spirit. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. Excuse me just a minute. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the name was, and the man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents of, brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, they took him up in his arms. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let us thy servants depart in peace, according to thy word, for my eyes have seen is at our salvation. Praise the Lord. Consider and God bless you. I think by God's grace I want to manage my time. Praise the Lord. May God to help me to manage my time. But I have to pray for people that are needy. And I thank God we have ministers here who are anointed to pray along with and to do the work together so that cannot be too bothersome and take it too much time. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank God for the Sunday school and the morning service. We thank God the way God has helped us. We cannot help ourselves. We can't help ourselves at all. But he that can help us has called us. And he that called us able to do it, because it's God. We rely on that. Praise the Lord. We want to talk a little for the next 30 minutes for being led by the Spirit of God. Being led by the Spirit of God. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, if a man has not the Spirit of God, is none of his. He's none of his. What makes us to be Christian is the Spirit of God. You know, in the morning we are talking about the approach. From the approach to divine, you know, contact, which is the Holy Ghost. When a man has a divine approach to God, Then God gave him his token of the Spirit. Then he had a day in the Spirit. He had to walk in that Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
I had to walk in that Spirit and maintain that Spirit until death do him part or there's a rapture. Praise the Lord. That is the pattern. We are no more, when we get the Holy Ghost, we are no more ordinary men and women. We are supernatural beings. We are possessed the power of God. When we are little amateur God, we can create. Yes. When a man lay hand upon the sick, it's not that man laying hand upon the sick. It's God himself who is hand to lay upon the sick. It's the anointing of God come upon those hands to drop upon that sick fellow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. We must live in the Spirit. We must not be satisfied to just receive the Holy Ghost and be stagnant. We have to manifest the power of God. The highest of God's goodness in a man's life is the manifestation of the power of God. Spirit manifestation. High realm of the Spirit to manifest. One day I went to a church to preach. It was an open crusader for 3 days. He invited me. He believed in church. And then I was told by the Lord to preach, you must be born again. I never knew that, but when I preached this, because no tablet then. I don't think it was in print, probably up to now, except for the one in the Yoruba fashion here. So I was trying to look at the scripture to judge some things here and there, you know, that can be able to go along with being born again. The Lord now told me that the church you are in here, this sermon is on the shelf. Praise the Lord. So I went to the pastor. I told him, I want the sermon, you must be born again. And he said, it's on the shelf. I went and picked it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another place, I went to a place, Republic of Benin, for the first time I went there. I went to preach in Ilaro. At Ilaro, from that night of Sunday, when I finished my service of 3 days, I couldn't sleep till morning. I was just hearing, go to Makpa, go to Makpa, go to Makpa. Makpa is a village in the Republic of Benin, in the outskirts. So the morning I called the pastor, I said, Pastor Moses Adinle, I want to go to Makpa place to go and pray. I know the place before. I've not been there anyway. But I just worried that the pastor told me told me about the place. Praise the Lord. So eventually, I went on, to cut the story short, I went on a Tuesday. I couldn't go on that Monday. When I got there on Tuesday, they rejoiced that somebody has come to minister to them. They have been expecting someone to go and minister to them apart from the normal church routines. Well, I was happy that at least my leadership is not bankrupted. Praise the Lord. So the bar was rejoicing. The members around were rejoicing that I came. And we have to start the services on the Wednesday. And that was Tuesday I was there. So in the night, because I was not really prepared at all, I went to preach in Ilaro, from Ilaro to Kutonu, Republic of Benin. Praise the Lord.
And I was doing wonder, I said, Lord, what do you want to do here now? These people, they cannot even understand, they don't even understand English. It's Yoruba, and Yoruba is adulterated, not the real one, the one we speak here. So what do you want to do here now? How can I preach to these people now? I'm not prepared. Nothing. It's good to know what you are talking about. Yes, sir. As a minister, as a church member, the Lord spoke to me that go to that man, the pastor. He has a book with him.
Praise the Lord.
I went to him the following morning. I said, Papa, is the age of our pastor here, or a little older? I said, the Lord said he has a book with you. He said, yes. You know that this church printed the Yoruba version of the seven churches. It was that book with that man. He just gave it to me. I said, praise God, hallelujah. Since I can read Yoruba, I can preach in Yoruba. So I don't need to preach. We have to be led by God because sometimes we are stranded. We don't know what to do. God must definitely lead you and guide you. This is not, I don't see any mystery. All we need to do is to melt to that height where he can be able to lead us. And I say, how? I don't know. We have to lead you anyhow.
Praise the Lord.
When they hear his voice, God said that God wants to speak to everybody, every sister, every worker, every husband, every minister. I said, are you ready? Are we ready? Praise the Lord. And you ask me how? I don't know how. That's what Abraham said. He said, I want to speak to a world, but we are not ready sometimes. I want to lead us. I want to guide us. Praise the Lord. The story we read here about Simeon, because he was a man that was highly respected in Israel. He was a priest, highly devoted. Praise the Lord. He was devoted and was ministering in the house of the Lord as a priest. And the God of the administration, one day, because he was in his study, so he was praying. As he was praying, the Lord Ghost revealed to him that Simeon, you are not going to die until you see the Lord Christ. He had it clear and clear.
Praise the Lord.
And when he had it, he went to tell the people. Brother was as good as dead because he was 80 years already. And brother, if any Holy Ghost appears to you, it must come to pass. If it doesn't come to pass, you have an evil spirit. You have to cast out. We have to watch it. These things are simple ABC. I'm very sorry to say this. Several people are afraid of the manifestation of the spirit. They are afraid. I don't know why. I don't see any victory in it. We just grow to that level. And God begin to. That's all. I don't see any victory. Our prophet taught us all these things. If he taught us, we have to grow to that level. God will take care. You don't need to fear. So when you go to a prayer and say, the Lord told you, people are afraid. You don't want. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. On several occasions, praise the Lord. It's not a bragging. It's Holy Ghost tendency. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, I tell people, say, even before then, the Lord appeared to Zechariah when he was missing in the temple. And gave him a promise of a child, John, to be born. But he doubted the Gabriel, the angel, and it has to be dumped. But anyhow, at the end of the day, the wife conceived. But for 6 months, Elizabeth couldn't come out because the child was like dead in the womb. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see things? God ministered to the man through an angel, and then the baby became dead in the womb. We don't need to worry ourselves. You see, God will take care of it. Yes, that's the rest. If you ever say anything, whether the written word, the revealed word, the spoken word, He will take care of it. Be at rest, brother and sister. We are not to be in confusion. The Bible says we are not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. No, we have to have a taproot. Rooted in Christ, in His word. Then it begins to happen. Praise the Lord. And when Mary was visited by the angel, the same angel, Gabriel, Gabriel is the angel to Israel. He visited Mary and he spoke to her to give birth to a child of the Holy Ghost and gave it the name Jesus. Mary did not even wait for anything because he already has heard the word of the angel. And he went to action. He believed. She believed it. She believed what the prophet or the angel told her. And when before any sign of life in her, I stayed pregnant. He went to action. Praise the Lord. We are children of the supernatural. We are not natural no more. We got to be inspired by the Holy Ghost to do something that is straight in the scripture. Yes, sir. By the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And she went, but she went to Judea, where Elizabeth was the cousin. They are second cousin to themselves. And she went there. She had to pass through the hills and the valleys and desert and what have you to get there. To tell her the news.
Hallelujah.
But she said, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that Christ has resurrected.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's the good news. It's the good news.
Praise the Lord.
And once he got there, they hugged themselves, and
Elizabeth was suspecting that something is happening to Mary, like she's extra cheerful. She's cheerful so much. She was asking, are you married to Joseph already? Because this is your mood. So she said, no, we're not married yet, but I'm going to have a baby. Ah, how? So an angel came to me, gave me the message of giving birth to a child by the Holy Ghost. And Elizabeth already told her how she has been, but said, God work at both ends. Why do you care? Why are you so careful? It was at both ends. You told Mary here that Mary did not know that. You told that Elizabeth, your cousin, is already pregnant in 6 months. Oh, Jesus Christ. Believers, let us believe God. Let us believe the written word, the Bible, the spoken word, the revealed word. We have to believe it. That's how our strength is. Our rapture. Yes. Our grace. Our power. Our empowerment. And that everything is there. Praise the Lord. She told Mary how that the child has not lived in her stomach. And when Mary was trying to relate to Elizabeth, how the angel came to her and gave her a message of giving her to the child of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says John, who is dead for 6 months, lived in the stomach of the mother. And got the Holy Ghost right there. Praise the Lord. God, Holy Ghost in the mother's womb. And there at the house of Cornelius, while Peter yet speak, the Holy Ghost came down. I don't know where our faith is resting. While Peter yet speaking, you people never went to church, or they have been to church. Cornelius and the group never went to church. But Cornelius so prepared, he was not a preacher. He just loved the religion of the Jews. Probably was must have been reading the scroll and what have you. And then get together, you put together. Oh, everything you can just get, just give it to them. See, angel came. Oh. Somebody never went to church. Angel went to him. Where is our faith? He never went to church one day. They were so devoted, so trustworthy, so faithful. Oh, hallelujah. See, God has sustained an angel to him. Praise the Lord. And brother said that this age is the age of God visiting us by the angels. He said, what do you do? Put your house in order. Yes, sir, put your house in order. Pray. Follow God's word. Let your house be neat and what have you. Then you can receive a visitation of the angel physically. Praise. That's what he taught us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Eventually, Mary conceived. And then, when she conceived, she gave birth to the child according to the word of the Lord, to the letter. Praise the Lord. All this is supposed to give us consolation that anything the word of God says is true and is yea and amen. It's forever settled. He told her and happened exactly. No mistaking. 100% correct. Let's hope and let's put our faith in this message. He said, brother, if you hold to this message, I will meet you in the morning. It's a quote. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then God told this Simeon, you are going to see Christ before you die. And the man was 80 years already. And he was telling the evil all over the place. I'm going to see Christ before I die. And then brother said that in Israel, they have been vaccinated from the two religions that God gave to them. Vaccinated. They are going this way, go the other way. And when Simeon brought this issue of the message that God gave to him, people were mocking him, despising, how can it be? You old man, must have been probably, you must have taken pepper, like they told Abraham the other time about the gift and things. Praise the Lord. We that are believers, to be careful. When you don't understand, just keep your mouth shut. It's better, it's safer. Until you understand it, it's better.
It's better. And brother, we have to sort of little discernment of the spirit. Yes, sir. This to know, to weigh what we are hearing. What we are hearing by the word of God, the message of the hour. Whether it is the truth or not the truth. Yes, sir. We should be able to have discernment of spirit. Everybody will come around and sweep us away and they say it's Soto, it's Frisbee, it's whatever, it's Goma, all this stuff. Or any other thing. Praise the Lord. We should know where we are standing. And the man was broadcasting to everybody. This is what the Lord told me. Holy Ghost, I'm going to see Christ before I die. And so on and so forth. Praise the Lord. Alright, but it's customary in Israel. Okay, before then, there is some mages from the east came. They saw the star that a king was born in Israel, going to be king of the Jews. When they have been watching for the star for 25 years, when they were in expectation, then God has to give them the expectation. When we go to the church, you must be in expectation to receive the blessing. If you don't have that expectation, you can't get nothing. If you are in expectation, for instance, do you pray ahead of the meeting? Do you call to God? Do you ask God, this is what I need in the meeting? Do you pray for the pastor? Do you pray for the ministers? The brethren? The office? Do you pray ahead? You are trying to charge yourself to get the blessing. What you put in the meeting is what you get from the meeting. We are both concerned here. If you are convinced, you'll be concerned. It will be a teamwork. Yes, sir. A teamwork. If all of us just pray before we came, all of our families, individual, pray so much before we come. Father, we just come 30 minutes and preach. Fire be everywhere. But we sack our duty sometimes. We sack it because of some excuses of work and whatever. No, it's not to be so. This is our life. Let's take it seriously. We can go into fast, 3 days fasting, 1 day fast, whatever, as we are led, and get saturated in the spirit, and get connected to heaven, so that the man here will speak by inspiration and bless us. God can do the unimaginable. He can do the unimaginable. Yes, sir. But it lays in our hand, in our faith, to receive it, to challenge him. Brown went to the house of Arthurite. Things happen in this generation. Thank God it's on record. It happened in this generation. See, he went there and was telling the story how God gave him scholar but supernatural. And the sister just said, that is all right. And God stamped it from heaven and said, how is anything you want? Hallelujah. Has anything you want, we give it to you. So your sister, the edit, is sick, he's a limb. If you want her to work, right here. If you want some money, millions of dollars, they fall on your laps right away. You think God will not do it? He was, the boy was inspired. And what a spiritual woman. What a spiritual woman. She was poor, actually poor. This has been there for years. But all these are going to pass away. They are ephemeral. They are temporary. Money, healing. They are okay. But one is eternal. That is his soul. He said, that my two boys that are not knowing the Lord might just come to the Lord. They used to mock the mother before. He devoted his sister for that matter. The dad didn't know God. Then it was working them against the mother. Ha! Why do we doubt the prophet? Why do we doubt the message of the hour? Brown said, He said, I give them to you. It was in the position of God then. It was occupying the position of God then. It was having the authority of the world, the spoken word, the thought pool was in our operation. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I give them to you. And to be able to vindicate it, two of them came at that moment, you know, and they were saved. Not only saved, though, filled by the Holy Ghost on the spot. We need faith, though. Anointed faith to make things happen in our life. in our family, in our home, in our work, in our church, in our ministry. Faith of God. Strong faith that can persist, that can severe. Yes, sir. That can pierce the devil and the power of darkness.
Praise the Lord.
The last way I preached was a place close to our place there. We are having 3 days meeting. And then the first day, we prayed. They were having 3 days of a prayer meeting. No. The second day, we started supposed to be a meeting of from 9 to 3. That's the way they have it, I think, once in a month. So I was happy to be there. We had the service of Friday, normal service. Then on Saturday, we have to go through that trench. So after we finished the prayer, we closed. Everybody went away. Was it the first day? It was the first day Friday. I can remember now. After we closed, because it was evening service, after we closed, everybody went away. It was after 10, the deacon came back with a couple who has a little baby. It was like 10 minutes after 10. I was already sleeping when he came. I always sleep very early. So when he came, I said, Deacon, what is the problem again? He said, we have clothes on your way. He said, yes, a couple here who have a baby. And the baby is almost on the point of death. They were actually two twins. One died 6 days before that day. That day, like a sign that the other one will pass away. So they brought the child to the church. The power told me, I said, well, let's go and pray for the child. When we got to the child, the power called me to one corner and said, they used Agada Godo, you know our people now, padlock, something like that. To kill the first, I say Agada Godo. I don't know no Agada Godo now. Do I know Agada Godo? In the name of the Lord, heaven shall bow. Agada Godo. What's Agada Godo? I don't know to know nothing except Christ. Yes, that's the word. You shall lay hand upon this that shall recover. It's called devils. That's the word. It's not my word. Generation upon generation, I heard that word. It has been true to them. So what's my business? When I was telling them on the tablet, how the Lord, but I was saying that we are giving the authority of, oh God, we are giving the authority of the word to bind and to loose. I got laughing. I need to laugh at the devil because I know where my backbone. So we went to the church. The pastor is the pastor. This is the father, this is the mother, this little baby. I think it will be around a week old or something. So we pray. We pray together. I read a place in James. You guys say, if anybody is sick, call the elders, lay hand upon them, what have you. So we prayed. After we prayed, I said, come to the altar. Let the devil face the altar and see whether I got to withstand. We stand God. Praise the Lord. We brought the little baby to the altar. Look. Our prophet manifest those gifts to give us a confidence in God's word. Yes, that's what he did. It was a wave offering for us in this generation. So many miracles. If you don't believe God, if you are still doubting, something is wrong with your experience. I take consolation from that. I'm taking inspiration from that too, from the prophet messages. No time I read the sermon book, I don't go to the sermon. I go to there and read every one of them. Yes, sir. Because this is for us. To raise our faith. But the desire does not heal anybody. But it will push your faith up. If he can tell you about your past life, your present life, can he not know the future? Can he not heal you? Can he not bless you? Holy Abraham Tabernacle. Holy Abraham Tabernacle. Even here, with a pillar of fire. It's here. But anywhere this preaches authority, the pillar up there is there to vindicate the ministry of God. We shall have confidence in our ministers. Yes, sir. In our pastor, in our ministers. We are confident in them. Pray for them. Believe them.
Praise the Lord.
So I carried the baby in my hand. Breathe until you step to the affection of the affliction of the people. They are suffering. You cannot do anything. You have to stand to the suffering, the affliction. You have to be part of it. Then God must have to do something. I can't even my hand. I heard him in the debate to my bosom like this. He's going to pray. When I finished prayer, the baby that I really fretting and what have you, God calmed down.
We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Do Satan reign.
Let's worship the Lord.
We got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, we got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. Do Satan rages, we cannot be the Hallelujah, we got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan exists, we cannot be that. Oh, we got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name. Oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. You see that we cannot be.
Two more times now.
We got the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We got the
God bless you. I said, God bless you. We are not joking here. I want to put it up to shame this evening. I want to put it to shame. Devil. We got the power. But let us hold our power there in our hearts. Don't let the devil decide that what we're holding is a stick, but the other is a sword. Take it carefully. Take it vehemently. Take it with all your hearts and fling it to the devil. Brother says, give me a testimony. He said, if I meet the devil, I think I will bite him and bite him. If I cannot bite him, if I don't have any teeth again, I will gum him. Gum him and gum him. If he says boo to me, I will say boo to him. I will bring you to finish. Praise the Lord. The second day, the people they serve in the pastor's place. The second day, the baby, the mother, the father, and the little baby came to the for the altar of the prayer of the morning devotion. The baby was no single noise of the disturbing baby. No single noise. It was calm the following morning. Even that day, the mother came for the service and they were not part of the church because they saw the hand of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But the cause of them in Israel, when the baby is born, they have to circumcise the child. Not to do circumcision. And the mother has to bring an animal for purification. Either turtle doves or a lamb. If the mother is rich, bring a lamb. If the mother is not rich, probably some 32 o'clock, 32 and this was present every day in Israel. They give out to children. When you go to the children, there's always a long queue of men, of mothers waiting to be for their children to be circumcised in the temple every day, because they are about 2 million strong, and they give out to hundreds of babies every day. Praise the Lord. You have to watch the trend of the spirits and the move of God, whether it is true or not. Praise the Lord. The Magi came to worship the Lord because they saw the star in the east, and they come to worship. And those that say it's three persons. How does only worship a little baby? That was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The people bring some gifts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, when Mary went to the temple to have the child circumcised and for purification, and there was a long queue of mothers to waiting for their turn, and some women among them were making a jest of Mary that before there was a marriage, she already got a baby. That must have been a hanky panky or a deception between him and Joseph and what have you. Can you see that? People will say some things. If you are not ready for the mockery, for a disgrace, for whatever, you have not started. Because he did more to our Lord than he can do to you. But man said that she knew where she got that baby. Who gave that baby to her? She knew. All the mockery, all the whatever, all the slander and whatever, does not even bother her. Praise the Lord. And while they are not you, God inspired his servant Simeon, as he was when he was in the plain in the Bible, we as a sheep are led to the slaughter. That's why he was reading the book of Isaiah. And God told him, stand up, being led by the Spirit. Stand up. Praise the Lord. But I said, if God cannot lead a man, he cannot lead nobody. Husband has to be led in the family to lead the wife and the children. Yes. Pastor to lead their congregation. By divine order. By the Holy Ghost. By the power of God. By the word of God. By inspiration. By the anointing. Then they are leaders indeed. And there will not be any crashes. There will not be any commotions. Praise the Lord. If anything surfaces in the family, at the church level, God must see to it that he destroys it. So it's the kingdom of God now. In the spiritual realm. And it's watching out for us. Last time I sang in the morning, I think. Like a little sparrow or something like that is watching over me. Yes. But then he's watching over you at every minute. Sometimes we just begin to have a grip of fear. Why? What are you finding? Praise the Lord. We don't need to fear. Are you sure of your election? Yeah, you have only good. You don't need to fear nothing. He take care of you. One that was coming from the press, there was heavy rain. And without the bus of Sote, no way. I couldn't get Okada or a vehicle or Marua. It was getting to night. To go and get around 11 o'clock. What will I do? Will I have to keep on the press and the bus stop rather? Because I was coming from a far away place. And the load is heavy. I couldn't, there's no place to keep the load. I have to go anyhow. I'm a rugged man. And it was in the night. I put it on my head. I got to go. When I got to this, because the rain was in this list, I already put off my phone, put it in my pocket, put the thing on my head. So I couldn't see clearly. A cradle that was as high as this, I fell into it. I just slipped into it. Wow, I and the load together. I will have broke my jaw from the covert or something. But God protected me. But then when things happen like that, God sent his angel ahead. Oh, I have to believe God. He sent the angel ahead. You know that you are innocent. I will have died there probably or be terribly wounded. Even the load that was paper was not even soaked. Can you imagine that? He sent the angel before you. But then the angel of the Lord, they don't only score. They don't only come to your house. they bring their tent there and stay there permanently. We have to believe God. You see, it's an age of faith in God. Every home, every blessed home of the believer. Angel. So where is your confidence? Where is your fear? You don't have to have any fear. If angels are guiding you, it's not just like you mentioned that their imagination. When they are in sin, the angels are guiding for where? He stay in every home. They, not even one. In every home, there's a believer home. Never able to keep your house in order. Let the place be well swept and well kept clean. Because somebody is going to visit you. Right there, the angels are there. Brown was saying something about Elisha. When the Syrian army said, the Syrian king said, this, go and bring him. He sent some of the armies. Why this would have been like, I wouldn't buy 1,000 or so. And when they come to Elisha, Elisha was in the house. And Gehazi was one that saw them. And they, where is the master? Or whatever like that. And then the man ran and said, master, some enemy around. Say, enemies around. Say, yes. He was panicking. He was panicking. He was fearful. Praise the Lord. The power required to convince him. The voice said, Lord, open his eyes. Like I said. But when the house of the servant was open, there were angels everywhere. On the trees, on the mountain, on the hills, everywhere. And I said that is the way they have been with Elisha. Legions of angels. So Andy says he's a prophet. He now said that in every home, the angels are there, not just temporarily. They bring their tents. They bring their tent to the home and stay there with you permanently. And then in every service, the angels are about cheers. Try to, inspire us. These are quotes. Praise the Lord. And God led his servant. He said, stand up, Simeon, stand up. And he stood up. He said, begin to go now. Someone was saying that we are saying, keep on going. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Yes. So when I lead you in a very strange way, but not against his word. No. When he's leading you, check the word. Balance by the word of God. Discern it. Discern the spirit. Because not every spirit is a wholesome spirit. And was going, led by the spirit. And was going among so many strings of women, mothers with their babies. And when he got to where the baby and the mother was, exactly when he got to the place, he stopped. He knew. But the only way Holy Ghost promise anything, he must do it. And now said that if Simeon is not led to Christ before he died, brother, the Holy Ghost is in bondage and is guilty. Can Holy Ghost be guilty? Can God be guilty? He said, if you are asking anything from the Lord, I don't know what you can be asking from the Lord. And he doesn't have that in stock. Right? He doesn't have it in creation. We didn't know where Abraham put it. He said, God can bankrupt the whole heaven because of it.
What is that problem?
I was having a chest pain for about 12 years. 12 years. I prayed, Mr. Pray for me, if you wouldn't go. One day I went to the church to preach, and they were having communion. I said, Lord, you have to do something today. My prayer said, if you take this thing, you can be healed of our sickness and affliction. Lord, do something today. As he's dead, it was gone. And when he got to where the mother and the baby was, he stopped. And stepped for the son to take the baby. And he said, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Let your servant depart in peace. God gave you a promise. God kept his promise. Has he given you any promise? Yes, sir. In the written word. So many promises in the written word. Even the revealed word. So many promises. Personal promises. So many in your life. God is able to keep those promises. He's God, not man. Brian said that our prayer is that we are sense-bound. Sense-bound. Seeing, sight, feeling. You are bound by that. If it doesn't happen this way, it cannot happen. Who told you that? Who told you that? Praise the Lord. Brother will tell you, say, this man, you have cancer. Go. You are delivered. No prayer. Praise the Lord. Until God has to fall down physically. Cancer falling down physically. There was even Brother Brown that had to take with the paper and put it on. Hey, the message is true. We should check our life, our faith, and shake ourselves from this slumbering and slothful and what have you. I'm talking to myself. We need to wake up. God is still God. Yes, He is God. He's not a man. He can do the impossible. Yes, sir. He can do the impossible. We are constrained by our senses. Constrained by our senses. Oh, who told you to go? But the power of God to heal a toothache, to a toothache, is to heal a cancer. The same, is it another power? The same power of God. All he wants to do is to have faith. If you have the faith, some say, okay. I think when we come next Sunday, okay. It's today. This evening, 10 before 4, is today. I'm talking about today, not the Wednesday service. That the Wednesday is going to come. But today, that Ogun Awole. God will do it. He can do the impossible, the unimaginable. Yes, he has the power. He has the resources. He has anything whatsoever you can. I don't know you have your faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He can do it again. And again, and again, there is no reason to doubt God and you. Oh, yesterday and the day before, is always the same. There is no reason to doubt God and you. Hallelujah, God can do it again, and again, and again, there's no reason to doubt, God can do it again, God can study, and the day before, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We want to be mindful of the time. If there's anybody to pray for, critical emergency cases, we pray for such people, then we can ask people to raise their hands up to pray a general prayer because of time factor. If you have anybody like that, just come forward to pray for you. God can do it again. And again.
And again. There's no reason to doubt. God can do it again. Yesterday and the day before. He's always the same. There's no reason to doubt. God can do it.
Hallelujah. God can do it again. And again. And again.
There's no reason to doubt. God can do it again.
Oh, yesterday.
He's always the same. There's no reason to doubt. God can do it again.
Before I pray for you, a woman went to Jesus Christ. No scripture is ever can tell the hem of his garment and be made whole. When I say there is no scripture for that. And if God can inspire that woman to tell him of God's Christ's garment to be able to have a healing of 12 years of labor of blood, what can I not do to you, a believer, in the presence of the pillar of fire? I'm going to pray for just a simple prayer of faith. I don't even know what you need, but God knows your need and is able to follow home with the pillar of fire and establish that need by way of provision. So believe God in your heart. Heavenly Father, I pray for children. Lord, help them, Father. May their faith be elevated to the point you're going to honor it, O God of creation. Any need here, Father, take care of it in Jesus' name. If it is healing, if it is deliverance, Father, progress at work, money, whatsoever, O God of creation, they are standing for somebody else, Father. You be their help in Jesus' name. On account of time, we couldn't be able to call and pray one by one, but you are still God all the same, Father. If you can do the impossible in the past, you are busy today, Father, God of creation. Lord, I pray, commit your children to you at this hour to meet their needs in Jesus' name. Come into your glory. See your mercy. As they go, may you go with them by the pillar of fire and establish in Jesus' name. Every sickness, heal it, Father. Every affliction, take it away, O God of creation. Show your mercy, Father. Anything whatsoever. When they pray of faith, you are going to hear in heaven. And the Lord pray that prayer. It's people that are gathered together because of needs or problem, and then see there is the trouble. If they look at the temple, and pray, answer their prayer. Because today, we have a better than Solomon here today, O God of Christmas. We have the pillar of fire, we have the Christ, O God, in our midst, the Holy Ghost, Father. May God answer their prayer in Jesus' name. Surprise them, Father. Bless them, O God of Christians. Make them happy, O God of God. Show your mercy. May that be testimony of your goodness and mercy, O God of Christians. Where there are doubts, take it away, Father. May that doubt bust away, O God of Christians. Bless them, give them faith, give them strength, give them grace to keep on holding when they have the answer, O God of from above, Father. Feed them at the hundreds of thy, O God, in the house, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God, answer your petition. Go, God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord bless you richly. God answer your prayer. God answer your prayer. Open a door for you. Healing, deliverance, mercy and goodness. Maybe your posture, in your place of work, at home, anywhere you go, we shall be blessed of the Lord. We said, crucial and urgently. If there's any other need, you can raise up your hand to pray. I want to pray for you before we close the service. Just with your hand. God knows your heart. Lord, your children raise up their hand again, Father. Help them, O God. Give them double strength to believe in you, Father. Faith of Jesus Christ. To believe the impossible, God. Believe the impossible, O God. Open the way for them. Share your message to them, Father.
May you be able to grant their heart request to God. So if you bring a present before your children of mercy, and when I call them in your heart, you're going to do it, Father. Do it for them, O God of Christians. Give them testimony of your goodness and mercy. Open door for them, Father. If it is money, may Central Bank of America open for them, Father, in Jesus' name. If it is health, give them good health, Father. Make it for them. God bless their family. Bless the children. Bless the workers. Bless, O God, the ministers. Our ministers, may bless them, Father. Immaterial, spiritual, financial. Have your way in all things, O God of Christians. We are grateful how you have helped us this evening, Father. Going to help us, Lord, in Jesus' name, prayer.
It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me. Oh, it shall be permanent. Praise God.
Oh, it shall be permanent. Oh, it shall be permanent. Oh, what the Lord has done for me, I shall be permanent.
Praise God.
I shall be permanent.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it shall be permanent. Oh, what the Lord has done for me, I shall be permanent.
Praise God. Praise God.
It shall be permanent.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it shall be permanent. Oh, what the Lord. Oh, it shall be permanent. Ah, it shall be permanent.
What the Lord
has done for me. Ah, it shall be
permanent.
It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. It shall be permanent. Oh,
it shall be permanent.
It shall be permanent. Oh,
what the Lord has done for me. One more time now. Hallelujah. It shall be permanent.
It shall be permanent.
What the Lord has done for me.
It shall be permanent.
We are saying thank you.
Oh,
thank you, my God. Oh, we are saying. Etobi, etobi, Oluwa, etobi, oh, etobi, oh, etobi. Ko seni ta le fi sakawere, oh, etobi. Ko seni ta le fi sakawere, oh, etobi. Oh, Oluwa, edara, Oluwa, edara. Senita le fisa ka wera o etobi. I can see everything turning around. I see everything turning. Yes, I see everything turning around. Yes, I can see everything turning around. I see everything. Oh, I see everything turning around. Yes, I see everything turning around. I can see everything. I can see everything turning around. Oh, I can see everything
turning around.
I see everything. Yes, I see everything turning around. One more time now. Yes, I can see everything. Yes, I see everything. Oh, I see everything. Oh, for my.
Hallelujah.
Shall we bow our heads? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful and we are thankful unto you, Lord, for your visitation unto us this day, both morning and evening. We thank you very much, O God, because this is the age, Lord, where your prophet has re-echoed to us that God hides himself in simplicity and reveals himself in the same. Thank you for the simplicity in which the message came. Thank you for making yourself manifest in this say. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. Lord, as simple as the message on the day of Pentecost was, your prophet said it was about 10 to 15 minutes, yet he sent about 3,000 souls to the kingdom. We thank you very much because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for the blessings of today. We thank you, God, for testimonies. We thank you, God, for all that you have filled with your spirit. We thank you, God, for all that you have healed. Thank you for all that you have delivered. Thank you for battles you have fought and won. Thank you for victories you are giving to us. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. We are asking, O God, for that faith that have here on the chest. Never to allow the enemy to bring back our problems. Never to allow the devil to bring back our sicknesses. Never to allow the enemy to bring us back to our position of unbelief or doubt. May the pillar of fire stand for everyone, O God. We pray, Lord, that the testimonies will be permanent in every life to the glory and the honor of your name. Even if there are people that have come to stand for their loved one that is far away, distance is no barrier unto you. May the pillar of fire go forth, O God, Lord, to do the work on those people, Father. May the testimony glorify your name. And may the blessing be ours, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. We adore you, Heavenly Father. May your name be glorified. We ask that to replenish your servant. May you bless him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Wherever you have ordained to have him to be a blessing to your people, may you always go before him. May you always go with him, Father. May you be his strength, O God, and protection. May you be his inspiration, O God. Bless his family. Bless his local assembly. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you supply all his needs, O God, according to your riches in glory. Lord, when he will be traveling back, you are the one that brought him safely. May you take him back safely, O Father. Thank you, righteous master. Lord, if there be an opportunity for us to meet again, Lord, on this same platform of, Lord, hearing you speak to us through him, may we still see more of your grace in his life and ministry. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, we want to pray that you be with the pastor who has gone to minister. May you use the ministry to bless them, dear Father. And Lord, may the fruit live unto your coming, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We have just started a new week. Lord, since you have started with us in this wonderful way, O God, may you see us through, Father. Those that will travel, may you go with them. May you let the purpose of their journey be accomplished in righteousness to the glory and the honor of your name. Be with students, O Father. Be with workers. Be with business people. May you prosper your people, O Father. We rebuke the violence for the sake of your people. Every service of the week, make it a blessing unto us. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful for all that you have done for us today. We worship and we adore you. Lord, very soon we'll go back to our homes, O Father. Lord, may you take us back home safely. We pray, O God, whichever way each one will be returning home, may your angel guide us, O Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition. Everyone you have used today, one way or the other, to be a blessing to your people, whether publicly or secretly. You are the God that rewards all, O Father. As your prophet has said that you owe no man nothing, Lord. May you reward your people and replenish and bless them, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you richly. We are happy to be in church today. Are you not happy? I'm so happy to be in church. And it's refreshing. As simple as the message can, it has brought down God's blessings. And that is all that the service matters. That's what matters in any service, is to see God's manifestation in the midst of his people. May God strengthen each one's faith. That what will just bring is testimonies of the goodness of the Almighty God. And on behalf of the pastor, we appreciate our brother for coming. May the Lord bless you. Our greetings to your family and the church. And the pastor will always say this, that anytime you feel led to pay us a visit again, the doors are open, and just notify us as long as it doesn't clash with another program. If it clash, there's a way to arrange it, to smoothen it. Lord bless you and go with you. Thank you very much for coming. God bless you. Yeah. The week goes as our usual program, Wednesday service. What is today? We see. I just want to know that this Friday is not the last Friday of the week. Not yet. Okay, so we have our tip service still on Friday. And then God willing on Sunday, we meet for another time of fellowship. The Lord bless with you and give us a wonderful and refreshing week. Let's sing from our hymn book. Is it 221 now? God be with you till we meet again. Yeah, 221. Yeah. stand and now.
God be with you, dear with me. Again. Oh, keep God's banner float you are. And smile desperately wait before. Hallelujah, God. Be with you, dear with me. Dear with me.
Again to me, again. God.